Here.
McGuire.
Here.
Rizals.
Here.
Cohort.
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second by Rosales.
Okay, is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the approval of minutes for April 3rd, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
It's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Aye.
Okay, the ayes have it. Any public participation? Seeing none. Is there any communication from the board, from the committee? Okay, seeing none, we need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for March and April 2020.
This is Chris, and I'll go ahead and move that.
Can I get a second? It's been moved. I need a second.
I'll second it. Jim McGuire.
Okay. It's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye, aye.
Anyone oppose? Seeing say what?
Nope.
No.
No oppose.
Okay, we're going to our county engineers. We're going to our county engineers report.
All right. The first item on the agenda, item number 7, is a resolution authorizing and executing rebuild capital grant application, and that is coming through Kuat. So I will turn the mic over to Kuat staff to comment and take any questions on that.
Kristen, can you please? Yeah.
Hello, it's Kristen Gisondi from the Regional Planning Commission again. We had the opportunity in the past month to apply for the Rebuild Illinois Capital Program. As you're all very familiar, it was a $1 billion program, and about $3 billion of those dollars were going to be set for mass transit improvements. And as a rural grantee, we were eligible to apply. And so we are now applying for bus cameras and an additional bus, which is not something we would typically be able to use our operational funds for. So that is why we're applying for the capital grant.
We get $3 billion or?
No, we are applying for $105,000 of the allocation.
This is Chris. What sort of a bus will this be? And I hope that it will accommodate people with wheelchairs and can be used for, handicap sort of thing.
Absolutely. Our entire fleet is ADA accessible. And this bus will be the exact type of bus that we usually get from IDOT. It'll be 14 passenger with a lift.
Oh, wow. Okay. That'll allow for a lot of social distancing. Now, does that include any money for somebody to operate or drive the bus?
No, this is for capital expenses only. So purchasing equipment such as the bus cameras and the buses. We get operational funding for through 5311 and downstate operating, which is what was approved at the last highway committee meeting.
Right. Is this, do you envision that this bus will be a allow for new, like a new route, or is it kind of thought that it's going to phase out an old bus that is kind of seen its better use?
That's a good question. It honestly depends on when we will get our new buses that we anticipate getting this year, whether or not it would be replacing a bus that is aging, or whether we would look into developing any more fixed routes between other of the municipalities and the rural community.
I know that there was some, you know, in the previous meeting, there was a kind of a grassroots group that was kind of advocating for more flexibility and more transportation for people with disabilities. And I'm just very happy to hear that this might open the door that way. So good on you guys for being alert and sending in an application, and more importantly, getting it through the process. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Wait, we don't have a motion on that.
Oh, we're gonna.
So moved.
Say your name.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we had to approve.
Okay. Second it, Rosales.
We're over there. you can second the next one.
We just like this. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we get that. We got a first, second, and approval. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did we actually have to approve that?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, it was a resolution, so I would imagine you had to approve it.
Well, we better take
I
a
thought
vote
you just
then.
Said we didn't have vote. To take a vote on it.
No, we got a motion and a second, right? Who is the?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
we better vote if we took a motion and a second.
Yeah, you better ask for the vote there, Madam Chair.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay. All right.
Have it.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Kristen and Rita. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. We'll move on to the Highway Department items on the agenda. So on item number 9, petition requesting resolution approving the appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for Compromise Township 20-06093-00-BR. We have a petition and resolution from Brian Schluter, who is the Compromise Township Highway Commissioner, to replace two culverts in Compromise Township. You'll see there on the location map. One of the culverts is west of Gifford, the other one east of Gifford. Both of them are 7x3 boxed culverts, one 60 foot long, one 44 foot long. The estimated cost for replacing the structures is $25,000, and I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
So moved.
This is Chris. I can second.
Okay. Discussion. Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
All right. Item number 10, petition requesting resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for Crittenden Township section number 20080940BR. We have a petition resolution from Jerry Christian in Crittenden Township. He's got an existing 2x2 box culvert. Actually, there's two of them side by side in bad shape, proposing to replace them with a single run of 2x4x40-foot box culverts. You'll see there it's south and east of Philo. The estimated cost of replacing those structures is $10,120. And I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
So moved.
Second by Rosales.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, go to the next one, Jeff.
Item number 11, another petition requesting a resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund from Compromise Township, section 2006095. This is actually a bridge that we became aware of being in poor shape based on the last inspection that we did. IDOT came out and did a bridge inspection based on our bridge inspection, as they always do when we find a structure that is in very poor shape. The structure actually either needed to be posted, or he had to shut off one side of the bridge so that it was one lane traffic across it. And the highway commissioner has since then put up bollards along one side of the bridge so that it was single lane traffic across the bridge. So we have begun the process of doing a design in-house. The estimated cost of replacing that bridge is $420,000.
Hello, Mark, how are you?
And this will be funded from the...
We can get it done no matter what.
Township Bridge Program.
Great. They're all doing great. So,
hey, Jim, can you mute when you're Okay. Appreciate it.
Your mic.
So this will be funded through the Township Bridge Program, be 80% TBP money, 10% township, and 10% county, with the county doing the engineering and billing 50%. To the township for the engineering fund.
Well, from ANC, that was the last piece of the 92 that they had available right now, so we could ship today.
So I would ask for your approval of that resolution and petition for that bridge.
Coming from Shape Man.
This is Chris. I can make a motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Open for discussion. Chris?
Thank you. We're spending a fair amount of money on this. Is this a good time to ask how are we doing on revenues coming in to support or pay for all of this?
Sure. So these funds come through our Township Bridge Program, which we receive about $375,000 a year. We actually have some money in that fund. We're not relying on future funds for this project. The 10% comes from the County Bridge Funds, which we've had a reserve over the last few years of over $1 million, so which is what our typical money that we get in a given year is. So we're not relying on current funding for this. We're relying on funding that we've had in the past and that we've kept for, I guess, a rainy day. As far as county money goes, I can't speak to that. As far as the money that comes from our our typical taxes that we get from the county, you'd have to talk to people that know more about that. But our motor fuel tax funds obviously are going to be down going into the future. Some people are predicting about a 30% decrease in our motor fuel tax funds. But we also are receiving an allocation from the bonding bill hopefully today. They had a $1.5 million bonding bill in the last legislation, and $250 million of those bonds have been sold, and the county is expecting about $900,000 in allocation from that, and it's supposed to come this week, so we haven't seen it yet, but we had a circular letter from IDOT last week telling us how much we should expect and that those funds would be deposited into our motor fuel tax account this week. So loss in motor fuel tax, you know, if we look at 30% over a given year, that's actually about $900,000. So we were hoping to have extra money from the bonding, but it looks like maybe that bonding money is just going to shore up the amount of money that we're going to lose in our motor fuel tax due to people not driving. But this project is not reliant upon that. This is coming from County Bridge and Township Bridge Program money.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, any more discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, Jeff.
All right, moving along. We have a resolution awarding the contract for the 2020 pavement striping of various county and township roads. 20000000GM. As is typical, we had one bidder on this striping contract, and this is a contract that we bid and the townships use it, and Savoy and Mahomet and some of the other municipalities use it as well. Our estimate of cost was about $169,000. The bid came in at $124,000 from Varsity Striping, which is approximately 27% below our engineer's estimate. And I would ask for your approval of that bid.
So moved.
It's been moved by Brad.
Rosales.
Moved and second. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Chair?
All right, item number 13, resolution awarding a contract for asphalt paving on County Road 32 in the village of Gifford. This is also through our general maintenance contract, and we received two bids on this project. If you remember, this is doing Main Street through the village of Gifford. The estimate on this project was $432,000. We had two bids. Open Road Paving out of Urbana was the low bid at $316,067.11. which again is about 27% below the engineer's estimate. This project is to be funded. You can see on the sheet behind the bid tab showing you a breakout of the cost for the project. It's a joint project, which we passed an intergovernmental agreement on a while back. The county's cost will be roughly $242,000, with the village cost being about $74,000. For that project, and it's due to start in July. Should only take us a couple weeks to complete, and I would ask for your approval of that bid.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second, Jim McGuire.
Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. Anyone opposed?
All righty, moving on. Item number 14. This is a resolution authorizing the county executive to sign an IDOT agreement for my salary. This has absolutely nothing to do with how much I get paid or anything of that nature. This is an agreement between the state and IDOT whereby we're in a program where my salary is paid by the motor fuel tax fund. And if we pass this resolution, they go ahead and take 50% of that money out of our federal allocation and apply it into our motor fuel tax fund to reimburse the county for 50% of my salary. So this is a good thing. We get to use federal money, which usually comes with a lot of strings attached, in order to pay 50% of the salary for the county engineer. And this is a 6-year agreement. Usually it coincides with the appointment, but for some reason in IDOT's book work, they kind of got the timing goofed up. So this would actually go for the next 6 years. It doesn't give anybody any authority to do anything except transfer the money, whatever salary is set by the county board for the county engineer. It gives the state the authorization to transfer the federal funds into our motor fuel tax account in order to pay for 50% of that salary. And I would ask for your approval.
I'll make a motion to that effect.
Okay. Second.
Moved and second. It's open for discussion. Jim?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Item number 15 is the, just wanted to have a discussion. We have a purchase of a new tandem dump truck in our budget. Thereby, we don't need to get a formal approval per se through finance or through the highway committee or the county board to purchase a truck. We also have received a bid through Sourcewell, which is a bid company that we have a contract with that does bidding on behalf of counties and states and municipalities all around the country. This bid comes through Henderson via Koenig and Mack of Decatur. We asked for them to put together this bid, it was probably back in February, before all the coronavirus stuff came to be what it is today. And this bid includes a new truck with a bed and all the ancillary equipment that goes with it as far as spreaders and so forth. We asked that the bid not include all the wiring and everything that typically happens on a truck, because our guys wanted to do some of the plumbing for the hydraulics and so forth, so that it's done in the way that they want it done. So this bid is actually quite a bit lower than what we typically see. We're usually $225,000 or so for a new tandem truck. Like I said, it is in the budget. This is our first major capital purchase out of the budget since the coronavirus hit. We do have $400,000 in our capital equipment replacement fund. And I've talked to my road foreman and told him, I would like to go ahead and move forward with the purchase of this truck. And then we'll kind of sit tight and wait and see what happens with our budget revenues determine whether or not we'll go ahead and purchase other capital equipment. We'll wait towards kind of the end of the year to see where we're at, but this is sorely needed. We have a 2002 single axle truck that is seen better days, that we're using to plow in the wintertime, that is very unreliable. We really do need to replace that truck. So I would like to go ahead and move forward with this purchase, but I wanted to bring it to your attention so that there weren't anybody who threw up any red flags when they see a new truck being purchased by the county, given the state of everything that we're in. So if anybody has any questions or so forth, or any objections, like to talk about those now before we move ahead with the purchase of this truck.
Hey, Jeff, do you already have the truck ordered?
No.
We realize it's going to be like a year before you even get a cab chassis right. That's what I have been told. If you're going to do it, now's the time to do it, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
They're so far stretched out right now.
Right. I agree. I don't know exactly what the timing is. I haven't talked to the Mack salesman yet since he sent me this quote. But, yeah, I would assume it'll be unlikely we'll have it for the plowing season this winter. So if we could get it in the pipeline, you're right, maybe we'll have it by the end of winter, somewhere around in there, given the lead time on everything right now. So if there's no objections, I would like to move forward.
I have no objections, Madam Chair, but I thank you, Brad, for asking about the time of delivery thing. That hadn't occurred to me. This is an awfully, this is four pages of detail, at least four pages of detailed specifications. And is this, how much of this did you guys put together, Jeff?
This is exactly spec'd like the other trucks that we have in our fleet. So we put together the specifications and they give us a quote on what we want. So we have all the same parts for all of our trucks so that we're not going out and trying to get random parts for different trucks based on availability. So we already have six trucks set up exactly like this one in our fleet. This would be the seventh Mack truck with this equipment on it.
Thank you. Is this you said this is a tandem?
Yes.
Is it a twin screw?
What do you mean by that?
Does it, it drives both rear wheels?
All the new Macks are twin screws. You can't get a dummy axle anymore.
Thank you, Brad. I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I don't think we need a vote on this. I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of it. So thank you.
Let's get go for it before you can't get one.
Yeah, thank you.
I support Brad's thinking there because it sounds like we're going to need getting the queue.
Thank you. Ooh. All right. I don't have any further business.
Okay. When other business, is there any other business that you all want to bring in front of the committee?
Well, my only comment is basically that you all know that John Clifford had resigned from the board, and he is part of this committee. And next time we meet, we'll have Diane Michaels taking over his position. And I'll make that announcement at the board this coming Thursday, and I will make the appointment at the full county board meeting for Diane Michaels. Just wanted you all to know that.
Okay, thank you. Any more business? Okay, there's no chair's report. Designated items are 8 through 614.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Excellent job, Madam Chair.
Thank you. If not, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Good day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
enjoy your weekend.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Be good to those mothers. Okay, how do I get out of here?